Tell us about what you see when he goes up on the chalkboard, on the whiteboard, and is diagnosing a defense, diagnosing what an offense needs to do.
He has been so entrenched in the classroom. You know, it's intriguing to him, and he knows it's going to be such a tangible thing he's going to be able to take with him. Kevin O'Connell, former Patriot quarterback who played at San Diego State, who was, you know, spent hours and hours and hours around Tom Brady, and Coach O'Brien has been in there with him day in and day out, and we've been slowly taking Johnny on through, you know, the diligence and the minutia of the system, you know, of NFL systems, but in particular the Texans system. And just so he can sit in front of Coach O'Brien and, you know, take, you know, every pitch, every question, you know, and every inquiry, and be able to go back and forth and dialogue, you know, from that level. So he's been working and grinding at it. He has a, you know, a 2-hour classroom session in the morning. Then we work and train and lunch and work and train. Come on back in. We're going to be in there for 2 more hours in the evening before he heads home. And then the second classroom session is more interactive. And he gets to go up and teach our interns what he learned from the morning. So if you can teach it, you know, you should be able to know it pretty well. So that's what he's been going after.
Hourly, it's much more than just a 9-to-5 job for him these days, right?
Absolutely. I've said this before. It was a couple weeks in training, and he got a couple calls from his buddies back home. How you doing? And this, that, and the other. And I'll never forget. You know, we're riding together to the facility in the morning, and he said, "I'll call you guys. I'll call you guys back, you know, late tonight or tomorrow after work. I got to get back to work. I'm going to work." And I shocked. I said, "Whoa, that's it's funny to hear him respond to it like that." But he's been attacking it like that. I'm going to work. My parents got up and went to work. You know, everybody else gets up and goes to work. My work happens to be preparing for a game. So that's, I'm taking that in, you know, 100%. So that's who he is, and I'm excited that teams here get a chance to sit down with him, like Coach Harbaugh said, knee to knee, and kind of kick the tires and find that out.
Last thing, you've obviously been around a lot of famous people, both inside of football and out. Same case for him. Personality-wise, how magnetic is he, and does he remind you of anybody else famous? And we can just open that spectrum up. You know, doesn't have to just include football.
I have been around I guess you'd say some notable people or famous people, and I've seen some notable and famous people kind of stick to him. You know, it is amazing to watch, like a LeBron James, or you see, you know, some artists and musicians. I think for the large part, people respect how he plays and what it means. You know, when he walks in, you know, he's an everyman. You know, Cam Newton walks in here, you know, he's got, like, if Dwight Howard walks in here, those guys are more mythical. You know, I can see them walking around Target. You know, it's not like you're going to see Johnny's head pop over an aisle in the grocery store. You got to be around the same aisle, and you're like, oh, this guy's the same. But then he goes on Saturdays, and then he's mythical. You know, he gets a ball in his hand. So he's more of an everyman, more so, but he plays like a Superman. I think people just gravitate to that. His heart's out there. He's battling. He's if I can't jump over you, I'm going to go around you. If I can't throw it, you know, over two guys, I'm going to have to pump fake. You know, he's going to do whatever he has to do. You know, that 007 type feel is what I call him. But I think, you know, even, you know, people who are highly touted in their own fields look over and respect him. I think that's a pretty cool thing.
Well, George, we really appreciate the time. Good luck to, as the future unfolds, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Go Texans.